Today's shiur is in Masechta Erevim Daf Mem Ches. We will begin on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis at the end of the second last line, Tani Reb Chiya. Before we begin the sugya, I think it's appropriate to give a short hakdama. Our Gemara today will be discussing the machlokas which we've had before between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim, whether Heftze Hefker Koinim Shvisa, whether ownerless objects are Kono, whether they acquire the tchum in which they're in. We're going to be discussing a pond which is between two tchumen, and this is Nichse Hefker, and the question is, can the people from city A take the water that is at the end of their 2,000 amis, which is within the 2,000 amis of city B, so it's chutz from their tchum? So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, if I hold Heftze Hefker Koine Shvisa, the water that's past 2,000 amos from city A is part of the tchum of city B, and therefore if it was Koine Shvisa over there, I'm not allowed to take it from outside of my tchum into my tchum. However, the Chachamim hold that Heftze Hefker are not Koine Shvisa, and therefore, as Tosfos brings down four lines from the bottom last Tosfos, from the bottom Tosfos, he says that havi kechefze hefker the ain koinish shvisa rabbanan v'havi karagli hazoicha. According to Chachamim, who disagree with Yochanan ben Nuri, they hold that chefze hefker acquire the shvisa of the person who is zoche in the water. So therefore, if I were to take water from past my 2,000 amis, now it would enter into my 2,000 amis and it would receive the shvisa that I have because I was zoche in this thing, and according to Chachamim, it's keragle hazoche. The Gemara is going to tell us that there are certain cases where Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is moided Chachamim, that Heftze Hefker are not koine shvisa, and there are certain cases where the Rabbanan are moided to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that Heftze Hefker are koine shvisa. Tosfos brings down from the Gemara we had before on Mem Hayamid Beis that water, Gishamim Asmuchim Le'ir, there the halacha, everybody agrees, is the Havi Karagli Anshe Ha'ir. There, since the das of the people in the city are on this water that just fell, and they're going to use it. So there we say that even the Rabbanan are Moedet Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that this type of Heftze Hefker are Kona the Shvisa of that city which the water is near and which the people are going to use that water. There's a case where Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is Moedet Chachamim, which the Gemara will bring down, and that is if you have a flowing river or a gushing spring, and this water will never return to its source. It'll flow out to the sea. So there, even Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is moided that those types of Heftze Hefker are not koine shvisa. He'll be moided to the Chachamim. And now we can begin our sugya. Tani Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya learned a brisa, and the brisa is discussing cheirim shebein tchumei Shabbos. Cheirim, Rashi translates, is metzuras dogim, a fishnet, which was between two tchumei Shabbos. In the case that we mentioned before, you have city A and city B, and let's say there's exactly 4,000 amis between the two cities, so each city has a tchum in the water of 2,000 amis. The fishnet is directly in the middle of the 4,000 amis, smack in the middle at the end of 2,000 amis from each city. And the problem is, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Heftze Hefker Koine Shvisa, so city A would not be able to get the water which is within the 2,000 amis of city B. And city B would not be able to get the water which is within the 2,000 amis of city A, because each city was Kona that water, and the other city would be taking something which is outside of its tchum. So Rav Chiya says that if you have this fishnet which is separating the two tchumim, shebein tchumi Shabbos, tzorech, and now we turn to Mem Ches Amid Aleph, tzorech mechitza shel barzel afsikoi. You require a iron mechitza division in the water. It's not enough to have a fishnet where the water is flowing through the fishnet, but rather you have to set up a mechitza of barzel to separate between the two tchumim. And then each city is allowed to take the water from its 2,000 amas. Mechayichol Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina laughed. He ridiculed this brisa that Rabbi Chiya quoted. In other words, he felt that this was an erroneous brisa. The Gemara wants to know, my time, Mechayich, why did Rabbi Yisrael Chanina laugh and ridicule the brisa that Rabbi Chiya had brought down? Elaim, if you're going to say Mishum Detani La Kirab Yoichan and Ben Nuri L'chumra, if you're going to say because this Bryce is going like Rabbi Yoichan Nuri, as we explained L'chumra, that we say Nichse Hefker Arkoy Neshvisa, and therefore you're not allowed to take the water past the 2,000 amas from the respective city that you are in, whereas according to the Chachamim it would be Mutter V'Yusvir Leikar Abon L'kula, and Rabbi Yisrael Chanina is ridiculing because I hold like the Rabban who go L'kula, and you could take from past your 2,000 amas, and therefore you would not need to erect a Mechitza Shel Barzel, and that's why I'm ridiculing it. Frey the Gemara Mishum the Sover L'kula, just because Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina is of the opinion like the Chacham L'kula, man detani l'chumra mechayichala. So if the Braisa, which Rabbi Chiya quoted, is going l'chumra like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, is that a reason why Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina should ridicule it? That he can disagree, but he can't ridicule the swore of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Ella, the Gemara says a different reason. Why did he ridicule it? Mishum Desanya, we learned in a Braisa. Noharis HaMoishim, if you have flowing rivers, or Mayonois HaNoivim, you have gushing springs. Harei Hein Karagle Kol Adam. As we explained before, that there, even Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would be Moed Chachamim, the Nichsei Hefker are not Koine Shvisa, and the Gemara was assuming, or Rabbi Yisrael Chanina was assuming, that the Braisa of Rabbi Chiya was speaking about just such a case. It was not speaking about a pond or a lake in which the water was Mechunasim, they were all together and not flowing, but rather it was speaking about a situation where you have a flowing river, and there the Halacha everyone agrees to, even Rabbi Yochanan that it is kind of shvisa based on the place that the person who zoch in the water where his 2,000 amas are, and therefore each city would be able to take the water past their 2,000 amas because that water was never kind of shvisa until I take it into my city. That water wasn't kind of shvisa, so I'd be allowed to. So, therefore, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, thinking that the Braisa was speaking about just such a case, was ridiculing that you require a Mechitza Shel Barzel. Frey de Gemara, Vidilma v'Muchanasen. Why should he ridicule it because of this point? How do you know that the Braisa is speaking about Noharis HaMoishcha Mayonis HaNoivim? Maybe it's Taka speaking about a lake, a pond where the water is enclosed, and there, that's the typical case where you would have a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbonin, as the Gemara explained before, even if you hold like the Chachamim, why ridicule a Braisa, which is going according to the Chumra of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? So we're back to our original question, why did Rabbi Yisrael Chanina ridiculed the Braisa. Ella de Gemara tries a third attempt. Ella mishum diktani tzorach mechitza shel barzel lahafsikoi. It says according to Rabbi Chiya in the Braisa that you require in this pond or in this lake, you will require mechitza of barzel and iron separation to be mafsik to separate between the two tchumen. Umayshna konim deloy. Why do you tell me it has to be made out of iron? Why can't it be made just of reeds? The answer is the Ila Bumaya, because that would be not much better than a fishnet. The konim reeds is going to let in water. So that's not a real separation between the 2,000 amas of each city. And therefore we have a chash that what? That you're going to be taking the water from past your 2,000 amas. So if that's the reason why konim is no good, shall barzel not? So what is Barzel better? As Rashi explains, because since all you need to make a mechitza is 10 tfachim, so therefore the mechitza is not all the way down to the ground of the lake, or the pond, and therefore there's water that is flowing under the mechitza of ten tefachim. So what is your mechitza? Just like mechitza shalkanim is no good, a mechitza of barzel should also not be good. And even, says Rashi, if you were to say that the mechitza of barzel is going all the way down till the riverbed, but we all know that the best mechitza shal barzel, there will still be seepage of water that will creep through the bottom of the mechitza. So what does it help you? If kanim doesn't help you, then a mechitza shal barzel shouldn't help you as well. The Gemara says, I still don't understand why Rabbi Yisrael Chanina was ridiculing the Eitzah of a Mechitza Barzel. Because perhaps what Rabbi Chia was trying to say with this Brisa was that you require it, because we go L'chumra like Rabbi Yechim Ben Uri, that you're not allowed to take water from past your 2,000 Amos, because Nichsei Hefker Arkai Nishvisa. And what he was saying is, you require really an ironclad mechitza that would not let in water. And yet we know that that's impossible. Some water is going to seep through. So there's always a danger that this people in city A will be taking water from the tchum of B, which is not permitted. So what he was trying to say is, you require it and yet you can't do it. It's not practical to do it. And therefore, in fact, halacha, the Braisa was trying to say is, it will be usher. You will not be allowed to take water from that river on Shabbos, because you may probably be taking water from past the Tchum. Maybe that's what the Braisa means. Again, what is the reason to ridicule the Braisa? El Ode Gemara finally comes with the reason. The reason Rabbi Yisrael Chanina ridiculed this Braisa, we know a halacha in water, that since water is so indispensable to the life of human beings, the Chachamim were makel whenever it comes to water. Ela mishum de kalhu shehikilu Chachamim b'mayim. The Chachamim made a kula when it comes to water. And as the Ritva explains, this operates with the principle of heim amru veim amru. We're going to have a kula here by Tchumen. Tchumen is only the Rabbanan. So Memela, they said the whole din of Tchumen, they also said we can be makel when it comes to water. Where do we find a precedent that you are makel by water? Kidarab Tavla. As the Rab Tavla, the boy mine Rab Tavla mi Rav. Rab Tavla asked the following question from Rav: Mechitza teluya, a hanging mechitza, mau shetater b'churba, will it be mutter in a ruin? A ruin means that the top floor of the ruin is still there, but the bottom floor has been ruined; it's no longer there, and I want to carry within the ruin. Do I say that the mechitza tluya, the hanging mechitza of the ruin, is considered as if it's a full-fledged mechitza down to the ground, and therefore would I be permitted to carry within the churva? That was the shaila that Rabbi Tavla asked from Rav. And he based his question on a halacha which has to do with chatzeres. If you have two chatzeres and there's water between the two chatzeres, so we know the halacha is that a mechitza tluya, even though it's usher in that particular case to take from one chatzer to the other, but if I have a mechitza tluya in the water, there the chachamim allowed me to take the water which is close to my chatzer. If I have a mechitza tluya, a hanging mechitza that separates my part of the water from the chatzer, from the other chatzer. So he asked him, would I use the same heter by a churba? And what did Rav answer Rav Tavla's question? Amarlei, no. Ein mechitza tluya materes ela b'mayim. Where do we find the heter mechitza tluya only by water? Why? Because kalu shekilu chacham b'mayim, the chacham made a certain kula by water, because water is indispensable, and therefore in your case of mechitza tluya by a churba, they would never make such an exception, and there a taka would be usher to carry in the churba if you're only being sarmach on a mechitza tluya. As the Mephorshim explain, that this itself is the machlokus between Rabbi Chiya's Braisa and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, who ridiculed the Braisa. The question is, do we say that the same heter of mechitza tluya, when it comes to water, the Chachamim not only gave by a chatzeros, by two chatzeros as the original case, but they even applied it to two tchumen, in the case that we had of cherim shebein tchumei Shabbos. So Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina was of the opinion that the same kula of kal hushikil chamamayim would not only apply by shtei chatzeris, it would also apply by two tchumim. And on that, Rabbi Chiya Bryson says no, that by chatzeris we will say it, but we will not say it by tchumim. And therefore, the Allah, since nichsei hefkar koine shvisa, I would not be allowed to take from the other side. And ein chanami, as the Gemara said before, tsorach vein loy takana, even a mechitz shel barzel will not be able to make sure that you're not taking water from the other side, and therefore would come out, it's taka osir to take from the other side. Masha'en kein, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina held that the same kula which applies to chatzeris applies to tchumim, and therefore a mechitza tluya would be good, and a mechitza of konim would also be good. Once you're being matter mechitza tluya, that means you don't care if water comes in or not. Even if water does come in, we pass like the chachamim, that we have a kula, even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says nichse hafkar koin shvisa, we're going to have a kula according to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina by water, and therefore a mechitza tluya would be good, a mechitza shel barzel would be good even if it seeps in, a mechitza shel konim would be good, because heim amru veim amru. Now, the Bir Halacha brings down a very stark akasha that the Magen Avraham and the Gra ask on the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch paskins by Tchumim that we do say the concept in this case with water. We would say the concept of Mechitza Tzluya. Ask the Magen Avraham and the Gra, according to the whole Cheshbon that we had in our Gemara, when do you need the Heter of Mechitza Tzluya, which itself is a debate between Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, you would only need it according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. But Frek, the Gra and the Magen Avraham, we paskin like who? Like the Chachamim against Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. We paskin that Nichsei Hefker are not Koin Nishvisa. If there's not Koin Nishvisa, so to begin with there's not a problem. You don't even need a Mechitza Tzluya, because according to the Chum, you can just go and take water past your Tchum, because the water gets the din of your Tchum. When it comes into your Tchum, then it gets that din. It's not Koine Shvisa outside of your Tchum. So what does the Shulchan Aruch have to pass in the din of Mechitza Tzluya by Tchumen? It's Pashid, we pass like the Chumim, and Mechitza Tzluya is not even necessary. And the Bir Halacha says that we leave it with a Tzorchi, and we do not know the answer to this very stark Kasha against the Shulchan Aruch. Continues the Gemara, the Chachamim Oimrim Ein Lo Ela Arba. The Gemara is going back to the Mishnah on Daf Memhei Amid Aleph, and let's refer back to that Mishnah at the bottom of the Amid, where we had a four-way machloikis. And this was the Shaila, if somebody is sleeping on the way, when Bein HaShemashis comes, and he doesn't know that it's already Shabbos, it's Bein HaShemashis, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Yesh Lo Alpayim Amid L'Chol Ruach, he automatically gets, even though he didn't know it's Shabbos, he gets 2,000 amos in each direction. V'chachamim oimrim, ain lo yalar b'amos. He only gets 4 amos. Rabbi Lezer oimer, v'hu b'amtson. He gets 2 amos on each side. The 4 amos are divided, 2 on one side of himself, and he's in the middle, and 2 on the other side. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, a fourth opinion. Le'ezer rusha yirtze yelech. Whatever direction he wants to go into, he can go. And then the Mishnah adds, u'moyder Rabbi Yehuda, she'im b'iraloi. Rabbi Yehuda is moyder that if he chose to go 4 amos in a certain direction, she'enoy yochel lachzor, he can't go in the other direction, he has to go 4 amos into that direction. That is correct. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is the only one who owes 2,000, and we have a 3-way machlokes in the halach of the 4 amos. The Gemara asked, this is the point of the Gemara's question, where's the 3-way machlokes concerning 4 amos? L'chayre de chachamim who say, ein lo yala arba, are saying exactly which Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda's hayne tana kamar. Rabbi Yehuda who says that you have 4 amos, ein echanami, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Lozer that says you only get 2 on each side and you're in the middle. You get 4, but that's exactly what the Chachamim said, you get 4. So what? It's not a 3-way machloikis against Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. L'charit is only 2 shittas, and yet the Mishnah depicts it as if there are 3 shittas against Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So the Gemara answers, Amarava Shmoinah Shmoinik Vinayu. There is a difference between the Tanakh Kama. What does the Tanakh Kama mean? The Rashi explains Tanakh Kama does the Tanakh Kama is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. We mean the Tanakh Kama of the 3-way machloikis concerning Dalet Amos. So that Tanakh Kama, who is the Chachamim, Rishonim, they hold you get 4 on each side. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said you get 2,000 amas on each side. So the Chachamim say, yes, you get on each side. And how much do you get? You get not 2,000 amas on each side, you get 4,000. You get 4 amas on each side. That's what the Tanakhama, the Chachamim hold. And then you have Rabbi Lazar who says you only get 2 on each side. And then you have Rabbi Yehuda who says we don't divide it up 2 on each side. You get 4 total. You don't get 8. But you decide which way you want to go. And then, Einachanami, as Rashi points out, it depends what you choose. If you choose 2 on each side of you, you get that. If you choose 4 in the east, you get to the east. You choose 4 in the west, you get to the west. However, according to the Tanakhama, you get total 8 because you get 4 on each side of yourself. Tanya Namiyachu, we also find a Tana who holds the Shita that you get 4 on each side. Yesh lo shmoin al shmoin adivir Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds you get 8 all around you. And who is Rav Meir going like? He must be going like the Tanakhama of this three-way machloikis, which is the Chachamim in our Mishnah. V'yomer Rav and Rav said, machloikis, the whole machloikis in our Mishnah of 4 or 8, that's only lahalik. That's only to walk. How far you can walk in each direction. Aval etaltel. To move it, divrei hakol, arba amos in tfei loy. In other words, let's say you're in a rishus harabim, and you're usher to move chafetzim. How much do you get there? Even if I hold that you get, like the chachamim, 4 amos, or like Rav Meir, you get 4 amos in each direction, you get a total of 8, but that's only to walk. However, to move things, since there's an isser to move things in rishus harabim, the avada there, legabe tiltul, all you get is arba amis, and you don't get more. Arba amis in, tve loy. Now the Gemara wants to know, vahani dalet amis. And these 4 amis, which either you were past your 2,000 amis, or you fell asleep, and Banish Marshes and the Chum say all you get l'taltel is 4 amis. In any case where there is a halach of arba amis, hey chiksiva, where do we find such a concept that you only get dalet amis? Kedisani, we learned in the Braisa concerning the mon. It says in the Torah shvu ish tachtov that you should remain on Shabbos where you are. You should not go out to get the mon. So we say kit tachtov, a person gets like what's underneath him. The kama tachtov, how much is underneath a person, gufoy shalosh amis. His body is 3 amis, as Tosfos explains, divrei machzkel gufoy gimel amis, that we are speaking about from the arms down below Roisha. We're not including his head as well. His guf refers to his arms and below. That is a total of 3 amas. The amma, we give you 1 other amma, kidei lifshad yadav v'raglav, in order to spread out your hands and feet. That if you were confined on Shabbos for whatever reason to a space of dalet amas, this is how, from where we get this amount of 4 amas. Divi Rav Meir, this is the opinion of Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda has a different cheshma, you get the 4 amas. Gufoy shalosh amas. His guf from his shoulders down is 3 amas. Va'amo kidei sheyitol chayfetz mitachas meragloisav u'maniach tachas merishoisav. And then he gets 1 more amma because if he has to take a chayfetz from under his feet and put it under his head, we give him 1 more amma, so you have a total of 4. Freid Gemara, the obvious question, my benayu, what's the difference which way you get to the cheshbon? But the bottom line is that you have a total of 4 amas. And for the Gemara, it could be now you arba amas mitzumtzumis. Are these 4 amas exact, or are they not exact? If you say they're not exact, the poise can say it means you get another total of 2 etzpois in addition to the 4 amas. So one of these tanoim holds it's exactly 4 amas, and one holds you get a little extra. Who holds what? So Rashi says, L'Rabbi Yehuda, it's mitzumtzumis, that if you say you have to take something from your feet and put it under your head, you need more wiggle room, and there you're einich nami. Excuse me, over there, according to Rashi, it's going to be mitzumtzumis, it's exactly 4. However, according to Rav Meir, that you have to be able to stretch out your hands and your legs and your feet, they gave you a little more than the 4 amos. That's the pshat according to Rashi. However, the Rif, the Ram, the Rosh say punk fakert, that if you go according to Rav Yehuda, that you have to move something from your feet to under your head, there you get not mitzumtzumis. Mitzvahs, you can get a little extra. And according to Rab Meir, that's the case where Pishud Yadayim Raglayim, that's where you get exactly four Amos. Lahalach Lamaisa, we paskin that if it's Nagea Duraisa, in other words, how much you're allowed to move a Chavitz in Rishus Rabim, there we say Mitzum Tzomis, we're Machmer, only four Amos and not a centimeter more. However, if it's Nagea Durabonon Lamashal, 2,000 Amos, how much you're allowed to walk, which is only a Durabonon, there we give you a little extra beyond, or you went beyond 2,000 Amos, you only get four Amos to walk, so there we give you a little extra. Wherever it's only a Din Durabonon, there it's Einam and Tzumtzumtz. Amr Le Rav Mishar Shalabrei. Rav Mishar said to his son, Ki I listen coming to Rav Papa. When you come in front of Rav Papa, boy, Minei, ask him the following question. Arba Mishamru, the Arba Mish that we spoke about, which Rashi says is going on the Inyan of Tchum. And other Mephorshim say that it's going on, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's speaking also about Mavr Dalet Amos Pshus Rabim. How do you measure this Amma? Now, we know that an Amma is measured from the elbow until the tip of the middle finger. So he wanted to know the following question. Are we speaking about the person's own personal Amma? And it would depend how long his elbow to the tip of his middle finger is, four Amos of his own personal Amma, or do we give him the standard Amma that was used in the Beis HaMikdash, where there was a stick which measured each Amma was 6 Tvachim, and four Amos would be a total of 24 Tvachim. So do we give him a uniform measure of 24 Tvachim, or do we make it contingent on how long his personal arm is? So now, if he tells you that you give him Amishal Kodesh, so ask him the following question. Oig Melech Abosh Mateilov. Oig Melech Abosh, and the Gemara says in Brachas that Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 Amos tall, and he jumped 10 Amos, and he had a spear in his hand, and he only hit Oig's ankle. He was such a giant. So how are you going to give a giant if you're going to measure with 24 uniform tvachim? How will the giant Oig Melech Abosh fit on Shabbos in 24 tvachim? It's not shaykh. And if he'll tell you, you're right, it has to be measured with a person's own arm. And therefore, his four amis will be measured by his arm, and therefore, of course, he'll be able to fit into his four amis. So I have a different question. Amalei asked him the following question. My time, there's a Mishnah, Rashi brings it down in Masech Tekelim, that there are four things which Chazal said are measured according to each individual person. What are they? Rashi quotes them. Mole kumtsoi mincha, when the kohen took the three fingers full of mincha, was dependent how much mincha fit into his personal hand. Mole chofnuf k'tairis, the k'tairis that was taken in the hands of the kohen gadol, so that was also dependent on his own personal hands. Mole lugmov b'yom kippurim, how much a person drinks to be over a cheek full on Yom Kippur is totally on his own cheek. And you need to put down by an Erev how much you can eat in two sudas depends on each personal, how much he himself is able to eat. So the kasha is, if we have another halach here which is dependent on the person, why wasn't it mentioned there in Masech Tekelim that Dalet Amos is totally on Amma, how much the person is himself? He also looked at Rav Papa on Marley, so he asked the question Rav Papa. Rav Papa told him, he was like bothered by the question. He said, if you're going to be medayik with these kind of kashas and you're going to go through shas in such a way, we'll never be able to accomplish and learn anything. He was annoyed by the question, but after all, he gave him the answer. The answer is, really, it's dependent on his own amma. And oig mel chabosha will be able to fit in, because you're not going to give oig 24 tvachim. You're going to measure it according to oig's four ammas. Ayu de kakashloch, my time like Tony Gabiyesha Amru. Why wasn't it said, that was your question in Masech Tekelim, that each amma is measured by the person's own body, his own arm? The answer is to that question, the Leipzig leg, because it's not a solid rule in this particular case, in all instances. Mishum de'ika nannis be'vorim. What happens if you have a regular person, but he has pygmy arms? He has midget arms. His arms are very short. So in his case, if you're going to tuck a measure with his arms, his body will not be able to fit into what it may come out. He'll have a few tvachim based on his own personal arms, and he won't be able to fit into, because the rest of his body is a regular average-sized person. So that's the one instance where we would say at least we give him 24 tvachim. We give him sheish tvachim of amishal kodesh. At least he has 24 tvachim. So since the halacha of amad didei is not in all cases, therefore it was not listed in the Mishnah Masechta Kelim. Continues the Gemara, and now we refer again. Let's go back to the Mishnah on daf mem hey amad aleph. The Mishnah said at the bottom of amad aleph, it said if two people their four amis overlap. So for example, I had two amas of my four, which overlapped with two amas of your four. So the halacha is mevim v'ochlim b'emtza. Both people can eat in the two amas that they share. But I'm not allowed to take from my unique two amas and bring it into your unique two amas. That already I'm not allowed to do. And then the Gemara set a case with three people on Mem Hamid Beis. He had three people, and their four amas overlapped, and the middle person, two of his amas were overlapping with, let's say, we'll say with Reuven, and Shimon had another two amas which were overlapping with Levi. So the halacha is who mutter imahen ve'im atir imoy. They can both. He's mutter to go into eat in Reuven's two amas. He can go into Levi's two amas. Reuven and Levi can both eat in Shimon's four amas, because that they share, or at least two amas of that which they share. But the Reuven to go into Levi, that they are not allowed to do. Amar Rav Shimon, Lama Dover Daima, what is this compared to, says the Mishnah there? L'sholesh Chatzeres, you have three Chatzeres. Hapsucha Zulazu, they're open, they have doors one to another. Upsucha Rosh Hashanah, there's a Rosh Hashanah that's running around them, and they have a door open to Rosh Hashanah as well. The din is, Ir Vushtaim Emem Tsoyas, Him Mutarasi Mohen, Vehem Mutarasi Ma. So if the two on the field A was Ma'ar with field B, and field C was also Ma'arv with field B, so they are mutter with field B. However, the two outer ones, field A into field C, they are usser. So the Gemara wants to know, here in our sugya, the Gemara wants to know, lama leila meimar lama dover daime, why did Reb Shimon have to say? What did he gain with the marshal? What is this compared to a chatzer? He's not gaining anything. And for the Gemara, he's trying to say like this. He's not comparing tchum to chatzeris, the opposite. He wants to compare chatzeris to tchum, to the halacha here of the four amas. Because further in the Masechta we're going to have, and we'll see more about it in tomorrow's shir, concerning a machloikis between Rav Shimon Rabbanan when it comes to chatzeris. If you have an Erev of field A with field B, an Erev chatzeris, and you have an Erev chatzeris of field B with field C, so there Rav Shimon holds that field B can carry things into field A, and field A can carry back into field B. Field B can carry to field C, and field C can carry back to field B, as long as field A does not carry to field C. And the Chachamim disagree. What exactly the Chachamim argue on, we'll see in tomorrow's shir. But they hold that field B and field A and field C cannot have this carrying back and forth as Reb Shimon holds. So Reb Shimon is trying to prove to the Chachamim from the halacha of the overlapping of four amis, that's what he's telling to them. Let's see the Gemara. Lamalei lemeimer lamad dover daimer hachi karmel Reb Shimon rabbanan michti lamad dover daimer. What is this then of the overlapping of four amis by three people? What is it compared to? L'shalosh chatzeres upsuchas zulazu. It's compared to three fields that are open one to another. Upsuchas rishus rabbim, and they're also open to rishus rabbim. Ma'ishna hasan the pligi.
plagisu, maishna hachadu lai plagisu. Why over there by Chatzeres do you argue with me and you say that field B and A cannot bring things back one to the other, and field B and C cannot bring things back to the other? Umaishna hachadu lai plagisu. You're not arguing with me. By the case of the four amis, Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say there's a chilek, a big chilek. Harasam avshadir, and over there by Chatzeres there are many people who use it. So we are afraid that there will be someone who's not so knowledgeable in the halachas, and he'll think, oh, everybody's carrying, I will carry from field A to field C. Or field C will say, I'll carry to field A. However, over here in our Mishnah, how many people are we speaking about? Three people. Hachalay avshadir. Here there's three people a total. So there, the Chachamim were moited to Rabbanan. And we're not afraid that the person, Reuven, is going to go to Levi, or Levi is going to go to Reuven. We can control it better. It's only three people. There they did not usher it, and that's why they disagree with Reb Shimon in the case of Chatzeres, and they don't disagree with him in the case of the four Amos. Continues the Gemara explaining the Mishnah, Ushtayim Achitzoynis, the two, in the case of the Chatzeres, we say that even according to Rab Shimon, the people living in Chatzar A cannot carry to Chatzar C, and Chatzar C people cannot carry to Chatzar A. They're only allowed, according to Rab Shimon, to carry into B and back into A or back into C, but not from A to C. Frey the Gemara, v'amai. Why is that so? Kivin de Arvelu, since they made an Eruv Chatzeres together, Kivin de Arvelu Chatzarinius Bahari Yimsoi, since the outer fields made an Eruv Chatzeres with the middle field. And the Gemara was assuming that where did they put the Eruv Chatzeres? The minig was in those days that every Erev Shabbos they would collect pieces of bread to put in one place, and that would make it as if all the people were living together, and just like people living in different rooms in a house can carry from one room to another through the hallway, so too people living in one chatzar can unite and everybody can use the chatzar because it's considered they're living together in one house. And likewise, if two chatzeros combine their Eruv Chatzeres in one of the Chatzerim, they connect. So the Gemara says, if so, so why in fact can field A not carry to field C, since the Gemara thought that they're going to both be putting their Eruv Chatzeres from field A and field C in one house in field B? So Eina Chanami, you have over here two loaves of bread, let's say, but it's all together in one house in field B. So if so, the three fields should be considered like one field, because they're making this Eruv Chatzeres with the middle one. So why, in fact, can field A not go to field C? They're like one. It's not the case where the outer fields put their Eruv Chatzeres in a house in the middle field, but rather the middle field made their Eruv on one side they put their Eruv Chatzeres with field A, and on the other side they put their Eruv Chatzeres with field C, and therefore A and C are not considered connected in any way. If they're not connected, A cannot go to C, or C cannot go to A. Rav Sheshes gives a different terence. Even if you say that, like our Havamina, that both A and C put their Eruv Chatzeres in field B, it's a case where they put it, and now we turn to Memches and Mebeis, Bishnei Batim, in two houses. And so the Gemara thought, Kiman. When do you say that two houses is not good? When do you say that this is not ma'aged all the three fields together? According to Beis Shammai, keman ki Beis Shammai, the son we learned in the Brisa, chamisha, five people should go with eruvin. They collected their eruvin, their eruv, in asnu b'shnei kalim. They didn't put it in one kalim. They put their breads in two kalim. Beis Shammai, I'm reim eruvin eruv. It's not a good eruv because they're not united in one kalim. Ubeis Hillel, I'm eruv eruv. And Beis Hillel says the eruv is a good eruv. So I am giving you a teretz that why can't A go to C? Because they put it in two houses. L'chari, that's like Beis Shammai, but according to Beis Hillel, it should be good. The Gemara says, no. Afilatem Beis Hillel. Ad kan l'kamer Beis Hillel hasam ela b'shnei kelim b'bayis echad. You're right, it's in two kelim, it's in two baskets, but it's in one house. So there, Beis Hillel holds, there's a unification of everybody because they're in one house. Avol b'shnei batim loy. But if it's two kelim and two separate houses, they're even even Beis Hillel holds that it's not a union, and therefore A cannot care to C, or vice versa. Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Avi l'Rav Ashi. Rav Acha, the son of Rav Avi, asked Rav Ashi, I have a problem with each of the two terusim that we gave. L'Rav Yehuda Kasha, l'Rav Sheshes Kasha. I have a problem with Rav Yehuda, I have a problem with Sheshes. L'Rav Yehuda Kasha, according to Rav Yehuda, I have a Kasha, because what were you saying? That the pshat is, the Amar Kigon, Shinos Na'em Tsoi, Se Ruva Bezu, Ve Ruva Bezu. That the middle one, it's not that the two outer ones put their Erev in the middle one, but the opposite, the middle one put one Erev in A and one Erev in C. But wait a second. Kivan de Irvuem Tsois, Bahari Chatsoina, once A and B united through an Erev, Havi Luchoda. Now A and B are one. V'chi Hadra v'Orve Bahade Yiduch. Now when A and B unites with C, Shilichusa Avda, they are doing the message of A. Why do you say A and C are not connected if B and A unite through one Erev, and then B unites with C? So B is itself not uniting with C. It's B plus A uniting with C. So then in the bottom line, they're all connected because A and B have now united with C. So why is that halacha that A cannot carry to C? A can only carry to B, and C can only carry to B. A should be able to carry it to C as well. That's my problem with Rabbi Yehuda's teretz. Ula Rav Sheshes Kasha, according to Rav Sheshes, you also have a problem. Why? What was Rav Sheshes' pshat? That you put it in the middle field, but you didn't put it in one house, you put it in two houses. And that's why there's no union, and A cannot move things to C. Wait a second, I have a bigger problem. To have a kechamisha shesheruyim b'chotzer achas, what happens if you have five people that are living in one chotzer, v'shachach echemim, and one of them forgot to make an Erev with the other four, let's say, v'loy Erev. So it's not just that the one can't carry with the four. The Asri Adodi, this one, you must get every single person to make an Erev together in one chotzer. If you're missing even one person, then no one can carry. Oy bazoy, what are you telling me that according to Rab Shimon? The B can carry amongst itself, and B can carry with A, and B can carry with C, but A can't carry with C. If A can't carry with C, then B shouldn't be able to carry in itself. Why? Because A is part of B, and it's also part of C, and C, if there's no union, if you don't have total union, then there's missing in B itself. It's as if you have five people who are not total united because one of them forgot to make an Erev. So my problem is the opposite of the Kasha before. Before the Kasha was, let A travel through C because they're all one. My Kasha now is, according to your pshat, there's not even unity in B itself. If there's not unity in B itself, B should be ushered to carry in itself. So the Amalei Rav Ashi answers, Loyal Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, Loyal Rabbi Sheshes Kasha. There's not, both of your Kashas are not a Kasha. Loyal Rabbi Yehuda Loy Kasha, because Kivan the Irv Loyam Tsois, Bahadi Chitsoina. Since the middle one made an Erev with the two outer ones, Ushtaim Chitsoina, Bahadi Adari Loyer, Ru A did not make an Erev with C. Gal Yedaita de Bahon Nichle, Bahon Loy Nichle. What was your Kasha? That since A made together with B, and then A and B made together with C, it's all one. That is wrong. Because A chose specifically only to make an Erev with B and not with C. By doing that, they are telling loud and clear, we are not allowing B to be a shliach of us, A, to go and be ma'arif together with C. We don't want to have anything to do with C. Therefore, the halacha is that A cannot travel to C. And the final thing is, L'Rav Sheshes like Kasha, there's also no kasha coin of Sheshes. What was your problem with Rav Sheshes Teretz? That if it's put in two separate houses, then it should be like five people that one of them forgot to make an Erev. Then it should be also to carry even in B itself because we don't have a total unity in B. Why don't we have a total unity in B? Because A and C are not connected, so there's something missing. Im Amru Diyurin Lahakul, Yoimru Diyurin Lahachmir. The whole idea of an Erev is to bring all the Diyurin together. That's a kula that we say everybody's united, as if they're living in one house. But what do you want to, you want to twist things around. You want to turn things around. You want to say that since we consider A as part of B, and C as part of B, therefore A should asr on C, and C should asr on A, and not only that, it should asr as well on B, because there's no total unity in B. That far, we don't say that there is the urine in B. There, after all, there's all the people that are actually in B have united in one Erev. They're allowed to carry, and we don't worry about the people who joined them in A or in C.